Foot pursuits present a significant safety issue. The person being pursued often has a firearm or is suspected to, and so does the officer. The combination of these elements creates a dangerous environment for all involved. As mayor, I am directing that a new policy be in place before the summer.
Yes, maybe the police should be disarmed and then just the criminals would be armed and that would settle that. Democrat leadership. I'm making quotation marks with my fingers. Good Thursday to you and welcome. The country roiling in turmoil once again because, you know, something that happens practically every day happened a couple of days ago, but the left is a violent, ignorant, criminal party. And you know how they are. They've been like this for a long time if you've been paying attention. They are crazy and violently, criminally insane, and they've formed mobs, gangs. They've been sacking, looting, burning our cities for quite some time now. And they're looking for more opportunities, always looking for opportunities. And gosh, they're just wacky. So we got that going on. We got the police killing in Columbus of Makia Bryant by a police officer who has now been named. I'm not going to name him because the left-wing mob is out to get him. You know, it's not just severed pig heads in the front yard and throwing buckets of blood all over the place like the movie Carrie. It's much more dangerous than that. We've got NPR. NPR admits Columbus shooting story may be inaccurate. Some facts reported may later turn out to be wrong, NPR said. It's not that the facts are wrong. They left out the knife in the shooting. Why would they include that? That would just exacerbate the situation. Why they do that? The Daily Beast, left-wing rag, the ones with the so-called dossier, you may remember. And they published misinformation about the Columbus police shooting, which you'll be surprised to learn made the police look bad. They got the Black Lives Matter co-founder. Just crazy stuff. You know, teens have been having knife fights for eons. Why would the police show up and stop a knife fight? Come on, Black Lives Matter co-founder. And LeBron James apparently threatening the life of the police officer involved. You're next with an hourglass. Like the sands through an hourglass, so are the days of our lives. And apparently LeBron James, $500 million worth of LeBron James on his Twitter account, threatening the police officer and police more generally. I got to tell you, you know, if anything's happening at LeBron James' house and I'm police in the neighborhood, I might get lost on the way there. And let me also say this. I'm a police officer. I'm going to start driving real slow from now on. And if I get to, for example, a knife fight and in a neighborhood where you might find a lot of knife fights, I think I might just watch it because I'll make a video with my police camera, you know, with the body cam. I'll make a video so everybody can enjoy it later. But apparently the new rules, it's like Bill Maher's new rules. The new rules are just let the knife fight happen because that's what White House official under Obama, Valerie Jarrett, said. Might still be living in Obama's basement, hard to say. A black teenage girl named Makia Bryant was killed because police officer immediately decided to shoot her multiple times in order to break up a knife fight. How dare he? Demand accountability. Fight for justice, # Black Lives Matter, and then some sort of like a race thing on there. That's Valerie Jarrett on her Twitter account. It's an amazing time, I've got to say. Just extraordinary stuff. And these so-called civil rights leaders are just a bunch of racists, and they're an absolute disgrace, this alleged civil rights leader and Black Lives Matter founder, Bree Newsom. Defund and abolish the police. So let's start in your neighborhood, all right? And then since there'll be more police, they can come over to my neighborhood, since your neighborhood is going to be like Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome, post-apocalyptic escape from New York hellhole. But Bree Newsom, defund and abolish the police, Black Lives Matter leader and civil rights icon. Not really, but, in today's world. She wrote, teenagers have been fighting, including fights involving knives for eons. We do not need police to address these situations by showing up to the scene and using a weapon against one of the teenagers. Y'all need help. I mean that sincerely. Now, here's the problem. You actually need psychological help. Your brain is broken. It's very severely broken, and you have no moral compass and no ethics. And the left, this is how the left murdered 100 million people in the last year. They have absolutely no regard for human life. We are, of course, at 888-630-9625. And LeBron James, I just got to tell you, this is pretty awful stuff. There is at least one sports journalist who has called out LeBron James. And everybody should call out all these lunatics, because this kind of mental illness is not unheard of. But we historically, we have not followed the lunatics as a culture. Now our culture is dominated by lunatics, you know, the information domination of the left. And they have crazy people everywhere. And LeBron James is, I don't get the idol worship and the admiration for LeBron James. He's really tall. He can put a ball through a hoop. Wow. He's a good athlete. He is a good athlete. Who cares? You know, the rest outweighs all of that. Jason Whitlock, sports columnist and television journalist Jason Whitlock, on Wednesday, that's yesterday, joined the social media storm that followed a tweet by NBA star LeBron James that critics say was a threat to the police officer who fatally shot a Columbus, Ohio teen while she was lunging at a teenage girl with a knife in her fist. James, who is from Ohio, has spoken out about various social justice issues, posted a photo of the officer on his Twitter account, and wrote, "You're next," in all capital letters, with an hourglass next to it. Tick, tick, tick. The Grim Reaper comes for you. LeBron James later deleted the tweet, said he did so because he was being used to create more hate. No, that was you, clown. That was you creating the hate. "This isn't about one officer. It's about the entire system. And they always use our words to create more racism." You know, I got to tell you throw the rock and then blame somebody else for the window breaking. These people are idiots, you know. Just because you're rich doesn't mean you should weigh in on every political issue. "I am so desperate for more accountability." Accountability, he yells. Now, Jason Whitlock took umbrage. He's African-American, so he can do so, because the whole nation is racist, thanks to the Democrats. And LeBron James, he then tweeted after threatening the life of the police officer, apparently, then tweeted out, "I'm so damn tired of seeing black people killed by the police. I took the tweet down because it's being used to create more hate. This isn't about one officer. It's about the entire system. They always use our words to create more racism." Who are they, racist? "I'm so desperate for more accountability," he wrote. And Jason Whitlock retweeted that and added to it. He wrote, "Black teenage girl tried to stab a black teenage girl. 7-year-old black girl gunned down at McDonald's drive-thru. Silence. No tweets. You're not tired of young black people killing each other. Silence. No desperation. How come?" Jason Whitlock said. Jason Whitlock is right. Howard Johnson is right. This is obviously, and look, ignorance is rampant. I understand that. And LeBron James is rich and ignorant. And he's athletic. And he's ignorant. Now, let me just share with you a couple of statistics that I think are kind of important. I went and I did research, because that's what I do. I look into stuff. Unlike people at the Washington Post and CNN, And I do so in an effort to bring clarity and honesty and truth, unlike the people at CNN and at the Washington Post, just by the way. So all kinds of stuff to get in. But let me just, because the Washington Post has this database, they maintain a database. I've referenced it many times. I actually have it on a tab on my iPad. And I go to it to see how often they update and see what they say about certain instances and so on. But let me share with you some statistics, all right? I took the numbers from 2015 through 2021, which the Washington Post database also does. Now, let me just give a little context here, okay? In 2015, the police in the United States of America, a nation of 330 million people, where there are gangs and drug crimes and ghettos and Democratic Party that supports criminals and so on. In 2015, 330 million people, police shot and killed 993 people. Does that number shock you? Did you think the number would be much lower than that, much higher than that? 993 people were killed by the police in 2015. Shot and killed by the police. They don't, you know, sometimes bad guys kill police officers with cars and with knives. Police don't generally kill people with cars, you know, like criminals running in the road, or with knives, because, you know, it's not West Side Story. Which these people apparently think the whole country should be a big knife fight and police should stay out of it. This is what Valerie Jarrett and civil rights leaders like Bree think, all right? So the police in 2015 shot and killed 993 people. In 2016, 960 people. In 2017, the police shot and killed 986 people. In 2018, 990 people. In 2019, 999 people. Nearly 1,000, didn't quite get there. And you see a fairly consistent rollout here, okay? I'm going to get to your racist. Don't be a racist about it, racist. I'm going to get to the racist part of it. You're racist. In 2019, 999 people were shot and killed by the police. Various circumstances. They're all investigated. There's accountability in every case. And he's screaming. He's got in all caps, LeBron James, accountability. And again, how many people have been murdered in Chicago? And then I've got some other stats that will also knock your socks off on homicides and African-Americans. So in 2020, that's last year, we broke the 1,000 mark. 1,021 people were shot and killed by the police. Okay. So far this year, there have been 274 people killed by the police. 274 people killed by the police so far this year. Okay. So far, I'll get into some of this stuff here, but let me get into the race thing. So for 2015, again, 993 people killed. Of that 993, 503 white, 258 black. Okay. See that much larger number of white people killed. A disproportionate number of black people, that goes to the number of crimes and homicides and encounters with the police and assaults on police and things like that. It goes to a variety of things. That's just the fact. Those are the facts. You can measure it by the homicide rates, which I'm going to get to. In 2016, 960 people killed, 467 Caucasian, 235 African-American. Now, the numbers don't quite add up because they're Hispanics and then other, with like two Asians a year or something like that. And then there is some unknown because, sometimes you don't know. So it goes on and on like this. 2018, 990 people killed by the police. 462 were Caucasian. 232 were black. 2019, 999 people shot and killed by the police. 424 were white. 252 were black. The biggest number of this rundown last year, because of all the riots and the mayhem and the war on police and police being told to stand down by Democrat leaders. So there's more crime. There's more murder disproportionately impacting African-Americans, by the way, thanks to the Democrats. In 2020, 1,021 people killed, shot and killed by the police. 457 were white. 234 were black. All right. So far this year, 274 people killed by the police, 111 of them white and 55 of them black. That means more than twice as many white people so far being killed by the police. Right. And then I have the numbers for unarmed, and I want to share those with you because these are kind of important numbers. And then I have some fun stuff on that. But these are important numbers for context. You know, this 16-year-old girl was shot and killed by the police. Everybody calm down. Learn something. Ignorance is maybe bliss, but it's still ignorance. Democrats, I'm talking to you. Now, let's face it. Taking trips to the post office right now, probably not the way you want to be spending your time. That's why I recommend mailing and shipping online with Stamps.com. With Stamps.com, listen, they allow you to mail and ship anytime, anywhere, right from your computer. You can send letters, ship packages, and listen, pay a whole lot less of your hard-earned money because they give you discounted rates on the Postal Service rates and on UPS. Whether you're a small office sending out some invoices, an online seller shipping out a bunch of orders, giant warehouse sending thousands of packages every day, Stamps.com has got you covered. They can handle it with panache. And with Stamps.com, you get discounted rates of up to 40% off of post office rates, up to 62% off of UPS shipping rates. Not to mention Stamps.com is a fraction of the cost of those old-fashioned postage meters. You don't want those. So stop wasting your time and save yourself a lot of money. Stop going to the post office. Go to Stamps.com instead. There's no risk for you. And with my promo code PLANT, you get a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus free postage and a digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts for you. Nuh-uh. You just go to Stamps.com. You click on the microphone on the top of the homepage. Type in PLANTE. That's Stamps.com. The promo code is PLANT. Stamps.com. Never go to the post office again. It is, yeah. So, you know, there it is. But why is this police killing a big national story and that one is not? Why is Peyton Ham, a 16-year-old shot to death in Maryland maybe 2 weeks ago with a knife, the police say, and that's not news, but this other one is big national news and ready for riots. Why is that? And I've got numbers, more numbers, important numbers for you coming up.
There's only one Chris Plant, The Chris Plant Show.
Former Navy SEAL Sean Ryan shares real stories from real people from all walks of life on The Sean Ryan Show.
Comedian John Crist.
How long have you been in Nashville? Let's see, 2018 is when I moved here. I lived in an apartment. I didn't know anything about it. I lived in L.A.
You were living in L.A.? How was that?
Yeah. Well, let's see, good for my career. Send me to rehab, though, so. That's pretty much the sum of it.
The Sean Ryan Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.
You know, I like context because I think context makes you smarter on a subject, particularly if you don't know anything about it, like LeBron James, for example. So I was listing the years 2015 through 2021, the number of people killed in, by the police, shot and killed by the police. Criminals, you know, as pretty much every time. And then there are instances where there are people who are unarmed. The Washington Post database maintains this figure. It is available at the Washington Post database, which we've sent out numerous times. Again, in 2016, there were 960 people shot and killed by the police. The total number of unarmed, 25 unarmed Caucasians shot to death by the police, 19 unarmed African-Americans shot to death by the police. Doesn't mean they weren't attacking or something like that, but their circumstances. In 2019, 26 unarmed Caucasians shot to death by the police, 12 unarmed African-Americans shot to death by the police. In 2020, 24 unarmed Caucasians shot to death by the police, and 18 African-Americans.
This is the Chris Plant Show.
Named one of the best personal finance podcasts, The Stacking Benjamin Show with Joe and his friends makes financial literacy fun.
Work hard and save your money. That way, when you're old like me, you can buy the things that only young people can enjoy.
Squirrel watching.
You heard it here first. Get yourself a squirrel cam. Spend $30 a month on nuts, and you'll be at early retirement before you know it.
No, Piggy, this is the road to a podcast nobody listens to.
Find out more by searching The Stacking Benjamins podcast wherever you listen.
Also, I love this stat. I'm the only person that does this stat, but that's what makes it great. Not really, but it's a great stat. I was just reading the average number of fatal police shootings, police officers shooting and killing people. During the course of a year, a round number is about 1,000. About 1,000 people a year are shot and killed by the police in the United States of America. All right, and always, every year, the much greater number is Caucasians. Right, and the smaller number, much smaller number, is African Americans, and a much smaller number still is Hispanics, and a nearly non-existent number is Asians. And then the numbers get smaller and smaller all the time. The number of unarmed people, and always the number of unarmed people that killed by the police, the larger number is always Caucasians. The smaller number is always African Americans, or virtually always anyway. And I'm looking at these numbers. And the number of, take the 2016, the number of unarmed, I mean, you know, if a person is armed and they're shot by the police, you know, tough noogies. That's the how the cookie crumbles, as they say. Unarmed, usually, you know, you need to get an explanation of some kind. But there is usually an explanation of some kind. There usually is. And unarmed, a car can be used as a weapon. So if you're using a car against somebody, that's not unarmed, against a police officer or somebody else. That's not unarmed. And police are stopping crime and criminals, and catching or stopping crime or criminals. Let me just share this with you, because I love another stat I love to throw in is how many people in the United States are killed every year by lightning. You know, the bolt from the blue, the lightning bolt out of clouds, out of the sky. And X number of people are killed every year in lightning strikes in the United States of America, and also around the world, but I'm going to use the U.S. numbers because it's apples to apples. So in 2016, 960 people killed by the police. Unarmed people, 25 Caucasians, 19 African-Americans killed while unarmed by the police. That year, 40 people were killed in lightning strikes. Okay, so more than twice as many people were killed in lightning strikes in the United States that year as there were African-Americans killed by the police while unarmed. In 2019, there were 20 people killed in lightning strikes 12 unarmed African Americans. It's a nation of 330 million people. Okay? Just last year, 2020, there were 24 unarmed Caucasians killed by the police, 18 African Americans killed by the police, 17 people killed in lightning strikes. Now, that's context. That is, you know, this is, an extremely rare occurrence. And each and every instance, and by the way, this one in Columbus a couple of days ago, the teenage girl, not only was she armed and wielding a knife, she was within a second or so of plunging the knife into another teenage girl, who, by the way, was also African-American. So, you know, pick your poison. All right, let's go to another phone call, Michael. Let's go to Matt, calling from Rockville, Maryland. Matthew, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Hey, Chris, how you doing this morning?
I'm great, Matt. What do you say?
You know, just like Jason Whitlock was saying, you know, everyone's asking why the cop shot the teenager. No one's asking why the teenager had a knife and was in a knife fight. This gets to parenting. But my question is, they're saying that, you know, a cop shot a 16-year-old and then, you know, it's just a kid. Why would you do this? And in the same breath, they're saying that 16-year-olds should be allowed to vote. So you're giving them an out by saying, oh, they're just a kid being dumb. And then in the same breath saying, oh, we should allow those same 16-year-olds to vote. It's beyond me.
Well, it shouldn't be, really. I mean, it's were it not for double standards, liberals would have no standards at all. And you nailed it going in. You said young and dumb. They you know, with what they've done to the educational system and to schools, private and public, they're pretty confident that the young and dumb vote is all theirs. You know, that's why they want to give 16-year-olds the vote. Because they're counting on the vast majority of 16-year-olds and 17-year-olds being young and dumb, and, you know, not of the age of majority, although it depends. You know, they give standing ovations to Roman Polanski with the 13-year-old girl and the Quaaludes in the hot tub, but never mind that. It's just another classic. You know, they are a living, breathing paradox, the Democrat Party and the left. And really, it's not innocent. They're sinister. They're devious. They're dishonest. They're corrupt. And they want children to vote because they figure it's the same reason, Matt, that they want to give the vote to everyone incarcerated in prisons and jails across the United States. They want to give the vote to Sirhan Sirhan and to Joker Tsarnaev, the Boston bomber, because they're pretty darn sure that the vast majority of people in penitentiaries will vote Democrat. And, you know, that makes sense. I believe that. I know that. I know that that's obvious. You don't need to take a poll. Obviously, prisons are filled mostly, not entirely, but with mostly with people who are going to vote Democrat. And that's why, you know, the Democrats don't want to get the vote to people in penitentiaries because they think it'll be a big day for Republicans to get the vote to people in penitentiaries. They're doing it for selfish, greedy, devious, sinister, corrupt reasons. It's because they know that prisons are mostly filled with Democrats. And they figure that 16 and 17-year-olds are young and dumb, and they're being brainwashed at school, and they're going to vote Democrat. That's kind of the explanation for that, I think. Matthew, thank you. Let's go to Don, calling from Chicago, Illinois. Don, you're on the Chris Plant Show. Don in Chicago, Illinois, listening on the great WLS. Don's not there.
Hey,
oh, there you are.
I'm here.
Hey, there you are.
Chris, thanks for taking my call. I love the show. Yes, Chris, just to give you some context, last night 5 people were shot in Chicago and 3 were killed. It's like the Vietnam War era where the news every night started with the death count. And that shooting with the 7-year-old girl last week at the McDonald's drive-in, there were 60 spent casings on the ground. The evidence markers, it was ridiculous when you saw the police show up. That's a fully automatic weapon that was used. Not one witness, except one person, said the perpetrators were black. No one from Black Lives Matter has showed up. No one has ever offered any help other than the police. And this is not irregular here. This is every weekend, every night.
Yeah. And where's LeBron?
He's behind this gated community, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, he's getting on his Gulfstream jet. And he's making money off of the forced labor in China, which is okay exactly. with him, too. He's a very moral person. You brought up a whole bunch of stuff, Don, and it happened. It just happens that you, you reminded me of several things that I have in front of me today. You know, were it not for double standards, liberals would have no standards at all. Once again, and the Chicago. What is it? Spike Lee call it? Chirac-istan. He calls it Chirac-istan because of the murder rate there, the homicide rate, and the number of shootings and so on. He calls Baltimore Bodymore Murderland because of the homicide rate there. And LeBron James and Valerie Jarrett never have anything to say about that. They're a virulently anti-police political party, and they're ignorant as hell. And if they knew, I'd like to, sit Valerie Jarrett down, supposed to be a smart woman, and ask her what she knows about police shootings and about unarmed people and about race in police shootings and about lightning strikes, because I think lightning strikes are relevant, too. But, Don, thank you for leading me to a couple of other stories that I have in front of me, as a matter of fact. Chirac-istan and Bodymore Murderland. There was an extraordinary event, and I'll get to that second, in Louisiana, where there was a birthday for a 12-year-old. And what was it? 9 children were shot under the age. There were 17 and under, including a 12-year-old who was shot in both legs for a birthday party. There were 60 people attending the birthday party. Not one of them saw anything when the police got there. And everybody's African-American. 60 attendees, birthday party for a 12-year-old, 9 people shot in a garage, and not a single person of the 60 people there saw anything when the police got there. Oh, okay. Now let me get to another one. And I'll give credit where credit is due. Tucker Carlson did this last night. A story that Vox, left-wing Vox, did on April 9th of this year. The effects of Black Lives Matter protests, okay? Research shows places with Black Lives Matter protests from 2014 to 2019 saw a reduction in police homicides, but an uptick in murders. Interesting use of words there by Jerusalem Demsis is the writer, Jerusalem Demsis at Vox. And he talks about research that was done by Travis Campbell, a PhD student in economics, University of Massachusetts at Amherst, UMass Amherst, PhD and candidate and student, and doing research on Black Lives Matter protests and George Floyd and, hands up, don't shoot and all this stuff, which never happened, by the way. And he writes, he found the story in Vox says, from 2014 to 2019, 5-year period, Campbell, the researcher, tracked more than 1,600 Black Lives Matter protests across the country, largely in bigger cities, with nearly 350,000 protesters. His main finding is a 15 to 20% reduction in lethal use of force by police officers. This is wonderful news. Roughly 300 fewer police homicides. Technically, homicide is one person killing another person, regardless of the yada yada. In census places that saw Black Lives Matter protests, okay? Campbell, the researcher, the research indicates that these protests correlate with a 10% increase in murders in the same areas that saw the Black Lives Matter protests. That means in the same time frame between 2014 and 2019, there were somewhere between 1,000 and 6,000 more homicides than there would have been, than you would have expected in these places based on the trends and statistics, fairly predictable things, than more between 1,000 and 6,000 more homicides than would have been expected in these same places with protests if the trends had stayed in place and you did not have the protest. So let me just clarify this. They're saying that the Black Lives Matter protest in where the areas led to, or at least there's a statistical fact here, 300 fewer police shootings, fatal police shootings, okay, where there were the protests. However, same time, same place, an increase in homicides of between 1,000 and 6,000 homicides. Let's cut it in half and just say 3,000, okay? Cut the 6,000 in half and just say 3,000. That means there were 10 times as many people killed by being murdered than you would have predicted statistically, 3,000. But you can say, well, there were 300 fewer police killings. All right, another success story for the Democrats. They actually increased the number by 1,000% of people that were killed, but they're declaring success because the police allegedly killed, based on statistics, 300 fewer people. But 3,000 or maybe 6,000 more people were actually killed. And that's considered to be a success story by the Democrats. Now, Don also mentioned Vietnam. I did research yesterday on the Vietnam War. Okay, get a load of this. Last year in 2020, where there were spikes in homicides because of all the riots and, you know, the Democrats are violently insane and the law enforcement is on its heels across the country because the Democrats are violently anti-police and they're insane. So now get a load of this. In the Vietnam War, okay, let me reverse this. Last year in the United States, there were more than 8,600 African-Americans killed by homicide. That is an increase of more than 1,000 homicides compared to 2019, okay? 8,600 homicides, African-American, more than 90, is like 93% perpetrated by other African-Americans, just by the way, just, you know, it's not a big racist thing. More than 8,600, increase of more than 1,000 homicides compared to 2019. Now, I went and I looked at this. During the entirety of the Vietnam War, which went from 1959 to 1975, the entire Vietnam War, there were 7,243 African Americans killed in the Vietnam War. KIA, Vietnam War, 7,243 over the course of 16 years. Last year in the United States, 8,600 plus African Americans killed in homicides. Boom. That's considered to be what? A success story? Again, we're going to take a break here, but up by more than 1,000 compared to 2019. More than 8,000 more people, more African-Americans murdered last year in the United States than there were African-Americans that died in the Vietnam War over the course of 16 years. Last year, African-American homicides up by more than 1,000 compared to the year before. And LeBron hasn't tweeted about this. What's up with that, LeBron?
You're listening to The Chris Plant Show.
Mike Carruthers shares little pieces of intel and interviews you can use to improve your life on the Something You Should Know podcast.
The next time you're looking for a job and have to write a cover letter, here's some advice from Skip Freeman, author of a book called Headhunter's Hiring Secrets. Add a P.S. to the bottom of that cover letter. That can actually increase the chances of that letter being read by up to 75%. Some people actually glance down and read the P.S. first.
Something You Should Know. Search on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Yeah. Let's go to a telephone call. I apologize for all the numbers today, but they're relevant numbers. They provide context. Let's go to John calling from Bel Air, Maryland. John, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Good morning, sir. Thank you so much for taking my call.
But of course.
Real quick, just my credentials, if you will. Retired last year after almost 30 years of law enforcement. did a little bit of everything. Lethal force instructor. And to tie into what you were just talking about, you know, the reason these murder rates are going up is because the police are not going out and engaging and seeking after the bad guys. I mean, the analogy we use for police work is, you know, the police officer is the sheepdog watching over the flock. And what does the sheepdog do but goes out and engages the wolves of society? Mm-hmm. And when society says, well, don't go hunting the wolves, what's going to happen? Your murder rate's going to go right up. It's just
perfectly predictable.
The job.
You can predict it from a mile away, right?
Oh, absolutely, 100%. And I mean, okay, I mean, it's unfortunate to say this, but okay, those 300 less bad guys that the police didn't shoot, well, that's probably an exponential amount of more innocent people that get to be killed by those 300 bad guys that the police didn't shoot. Because
right.
Unfortunately, some people, the only way to stop them is with force. It's a regrettable fact of life.
It is a regrettable fact of life. And it is the reality of the human condition. And it's why all societies must build prisons and have police forces. It's pretty simple stuff when you boil it down.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So what do you think about what do you think about these Democrats?
Virulently anti-law and order, virulently anti-police. And honestly, I'm very, very glad I'm retired from the profession. It's just it does not bode well for the future of law enforcement. It's getting increasingly harder and harder to do good police work. And regrettably, you know, it's kind of like the making of the sausage. You know, good police work you might not want to see the making of the sausage. Because it's messy sometimes, you know, when you go out and engage with the bad guys, because the bad guys don't play by the rules, and we have to.
Right.
It's difficult. Just one quick point, more point about the media, you know, being actively engaged. You know, of course, you know, the media and the Democrats being the one and the same. A friend of mine was involved in a fatal police shooting at an allied agency. And he told me that their PIO was fielding calls about the incident and would hang up one, the media would hang up on the PIO when they found out the demographics.
Right. They want to hear the race. That's the first thing and the most important thing. Wrong race, no story.